You know, after the game against Inishowen, we knew that's in our own hands now. As such, that we know that a draw put us through. But as I said to the boys after the game, and I said to some of the other boys in the press, that we'll not be sitting back looking for a draw. We'll be going to try and win the match and try and, you know, that there's no point trying to play for a draw because that's the way to backfire on you. So in the last 2 weeks, we've been working towards and going to win the match, hopefully, and that's the plan.
Yeah, and just reflecting back briefly on that Inishowen game, obviously late goals there, and it was a very late goal that won it for Inishowen. Did you felt that you deserved more out of it on the day, Brian?
To be fair, you know, it was a very even game, and you know, I think we thought we had a couple of chances. Well, Inishowen had a couple of chances. We defended very well in the first half, and saying that in the second half, I thought we dropped off too deep, and we had the ones at our backs, and I think maybe just a wee bit tad nervous because. And they're showing a couple of very decent ball players in the middle of the park, and a couple of the wide players are very dangerous. So, but in saying that, you know, I would have taken a draw. I think a draw might have been, but they nicked it at the end. Now down to a lapse of concentration again on a set piece. Just, you know, and to be fair, that's only one. But you know, the game lasts for the 1983 minutes, so you have to defend hard. So we're a bit disappointed, but you know, we've brushed it now. We've put that aside, and our focus has been Sligo later tomorrow.
Yeah, what sort of side do you expect to face tomorrow and Sligo later? Because last year you went there needing a win to go to the next stage and you ended up drawing, Brian. Has there been much change about the Sligo Leitrim side since last year?
There has. I know the manager, John Loftus, kind of well enough, and I was chatting to him actually during the weekend. He was saying that he's moved on a couple of the older players. Him, you know, he's moved out a couple of older players and younger players, but the players I had in my first spell at Sligo, like they've Mark McGoldrick there, the Christopher Kelly, Ross McLaughlin, Paul Evans, young lads would have been in the champion side with me, and I was there, and they've come back to junior football, so they've strengthened up. You know, I was chatting them, they scored four goals in the way they're in the zone, so that tells you something, you know, that they're dangerous in an attack, where they might be a wee bit vulnerable at the back, you know, in their attack, they seem to be strong. So I would know how they're playing out there, and we've all worked on, we trained last night, and we worked on what we were going to play against them. And, you know, as I say, I'm hoping they'll be more afraid of us than we will of them, you know.
Yeah, obviously junior soccer is very, very strong here in the Northwest with yourselves and the Inishowen League, but you look after the Sligo under-19s and you'll be keeping a very close eye to what's happening in that region. Are they improving all the time? Are they down there, Brian?
It's no more than Donegal or Inishowen. You've this three or four, maybe five big strong teams in the town, and then you've teams out in the town, and the youth structure down in Sligo will be very well run, the schoolboys league and the youth league and that there, and you know, that's very strong. And then if they're good enough players, will probably move on into the Sligo 17s or the view going to the 19s, and that's kind of, they have a structure in place, same as what Hearts have started now themselves. So it's to be fair, they've worked very hard. And as John Loftus told me during the week, that they have a plan in place for a couple of years. They're not hoping. They're hoping to build a team like what I've shown. And same as ourselves, we're trying to do the same, trying to build. It doesn't happen over time. It happens over a course of a couple of years. So that's the plan, and that they're on course, no more than ourselves. But just as I say, it takes time to develop all this.
Preparations over the last couple of weeks after that defeat to Inishowen really haven't gone to plan for you, have they, Brian? Because you got a couple of injury problems over the last week or so.
Yeah, well, last weekend there's a couple of junior cup matches on, and there's a junior cup match on Wednesday night there, and the league matches last weekend. So Colin Glenn is definitely out after Christmas, just with his shoulder, playing for the Saturday league team, and he's out. And Joey Cullen's a major doubt. So was Ryan Gilday, came off injured last week for Athmullen against Castle Fun, so he's a major guy at the moment. They didn't train last night. We'll assess him tomorrow. Ryan Farrell is definitely gone too, he's definitely out. And, you know, saying that, we have a panel of 23, so that takes it back down to 19 at the moment, and we'll see who the boys go in the morning, and they'll go out and do a wee bit before the boys come on, and we'll see them. But at the moment, they're very doubtful, but they're very tender from last week, so as I say, I don't want to make it worse. But as I say, the preparations have been good. Up to that, we trained Wednesday, we trained tonight, or trained last night, and basically, you know, the boys are up for it. As I said, after the showing, the team will change, and that's the plan, the team will give other boys a chance in playing, so hopefully it might go for us this time.
Yeah, and just finally, Brian, do they all understand, I suppose, how important it is for the league to progress in this competition, because it's been a while really since there has been a big showing by the Donegal League and the Oscar Traynor, and the next stage is the knockout, having just missed out in recent years. It's important for the league to get through, and it's important for the players to help in that progression.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I think, you know, as I said to one of the players then last week after the and I was chatting, and I said, you know, for me personally, when we took this job on 2 years ago, this is our second season. Myself, Peter, Tommy and Mark took us on. Our aim, and it hasn't changed, is to get out of the group. We've been fantastic to get a result against Inishowen and going into the last game to one to qualify or top the group. It's not to be, but as I said to the boys after the game, the emphasis doesn't change or change. It has to be to qualify out of the group, you know, because what Linnijohn have done over the last number of years is fantastic, and we need to be in, not in the same high circles as them, but we need to be progressing and developing towards that. And as I said, you know, for me, if we don't get through tomorrow, it'd be a massive disappointment for me, and I think, you know, and for the backroom staff and for the players, because they've put such effort in. We're together 3 months, I know it's not a way long time, but we need to progress, and for the league to progress, and public relations part of it too. It's massive, you know, because what you
want is players wanting to play all the time and doing things properly, you know. So that's where we're at, and you know, hopefully half four tomorrow, we'll be thereabouts, hopefully.
Okay, Brian, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck tomorrow against Sligo Leitrim.
All right, Arsene, thank you very much.